Good morning. Turn with me, please, to Colossians chapter 3, verse 12. Colossians chapter 3, verse 12. It reads, "Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering." This morning we'll focus on the word kindness. The purpose of my time this morning isn't to provide an exposition, so I can only briefly state its importance before addressing its application. Let's turn to Exodus chapter 34, verse 6. In this account, Yahweh proclaims his name to Moses, declaring his character and his purpose. Exodus chapter 34, verse 6, beginning at verse 6. "And Yahweh passed by before him and proclaimed, Yahweh, Yahweh El, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in kindness and truth." Goodness in the Hebrew is the same word translated as kindness throughout the Old Testament. God has seen fit to include kindness as an attribute of his name. The full significance of this is clearly expressed by Paul in Titus chapter 3. Beginning at verse 3. Titus chapter 3, verses 3 through 7. "For we ourselves also were sometimes foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving divers lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another. But after that the kindness and love of God our Savior toward man appeared, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit, which he shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, that being justified by his grace we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life." God's plan of salvation, through which we are invited to partake of the divine nature, and by which he will fill the earth with his glory, is a perfect manifestation of his kindness. Those who wish to participate in this plan are expected to exemplify that kindness. How do we show kindness? Romans chapter 12, verses 10 through 21 provides a short list of various ways. We'll look at that. Romans chapter 12, verses 10 through 21. "Be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love, in honor preferring one another, not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer, distributing to the necessity of saints, given to hospitality. Bless them which persecute you, bless and curse not. Rejoice with them that do rejoice, and weep with them that weep. Be of the same mind one toward another. Mind not high things, but condescend to men of low estate. Be not wise in your own conceits. Recompense to no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. If it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath, for it is written, Vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. Therefore, if thine enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. For in so doing thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good." A lot of these things in these verses also describe how Yahweh has interacted and continues to interact with his creation, especially natural and spiritual Israel, showing us that his kindness is the foundation for the kindness we are to show to others. Another manifestation of kindness is a Christ-like intervention to aid someone in returning from error to the path of truth. As Psalm 141 verse 5 says, "Let the righteous smite me, it shall be a kindness, and let him reprove me, it shall be an excellent oil." Now, I could continue to stand here and list kind actions, and then I could tell you we should be doing those things, but studies show that participation in the acquisition of information increases our retention of it. Therefore, I now hope to engage you in a mental exercise. Please take a moment to consider the following topics, providing yourself as many examples as you are able. So I'm going to list a topic, and I'll stand quietly, and I'd like us all to think of personal examples. So first, think about someone who has shown you kindness and what he or she did. And also think about, why was that act of kindness memorable? Combining the information, the thoughts from these two topics, do they help us find ways to show kindness to others? It's written, "As ye would that men should do unto you, do ye also to them likewise." If receiving that kindness was memorable for you, others would probably appreciate the same being shown to them. Now think about someone you have shown kindness and what you did. While you were considering that, did you think of an example from today? What kindnesses have you or I shown today? I will submit that if we have interacted with other people, we have had opportunity to be kind to them. Lastly, I'd like us to think about this topic. What kindnesses can we show to others today? What kindnesses can we show to others today? Kindness is fading from existence in the world. For years, English literature has steadily declined in the use of the word kindness. We must not go the way of the world. As we go about the day, let's take time to smile at and greet those we pass. As an aside, did you know smiling promotes trust, relieves stress in the smiler and the smiled at, and is as stimulating to the brain as receiving $20,000 cash? Let's take time to engage an elder in conversation, or engage a young person in conversation. Thank the meal servers. Thank the serving brethren of the Arkansas Bible School Committee. Find out who is busy with a task, and help them finish it. Tell a teacher you are enjoying his classes, and share a thought about his subject. There are myriad ways to show kindness, many of which you have pondered in your minds this morning. Micah 6, verse 8 says, "He hath showed thee, O man, what is good, and what doth Yahweh require of thee, but to do justly, and to love kindness, and to walk humbly with thy God." Let us each find a way to demonstrate kindness to one another today.